A word of welcome back to everyone who wasn't with us this time last week. I wonder where you were. I wasn't here either, so I'm grateful for Father Connolly for saying Mass for about the 50 people who showed up. I'm glad for the other Mass options. I saw many of you on Sunday morning. And grateful not just for the win, but that this week there's no conflict with the Mass schedules. A 6:30 start time is perfect on a Sunday night. We listen this weekend, we're introduced to a, maybe not a perfect time, but certainly a ripe time, and a very important time for the life of the church in the readings, and specifically in the gospel that Jim just proclaimed. It's the beginning of St. Mark's gospel. John the Baptist has just been arrested, and Jesus now knows that it's time for him to begin his public ministry. And tonight we hear the first words that Jesus speaks in St. Mark's gospel. He says, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." We have two declarative sentences, two announcements declaring that now the kingdom is at hand. Now is a new time, a time of fulfillment. And those declarations are followed by commands: repent and believe. And those two things go together, a turning away from and a turning toward, of repenting from and a believing in. And St. Mark tells us in the rest of that gospel that there is something beautiful, something tangible to now believe in. Nothing short than the person of Jesus himself, who says to those first disciples, "Come, follow me." Peter and Andrew, James and John, they knew what that turning toward involved. They left their fishermen boats and they followed him, not just for a day, but as we know in the rest of the story, this was a 3-year following. This was more than a one-time decision. This was an invitation to a friendship, a being with, a following that's much different than a Twitter following. This was a following where they could actually come to know this man and learn him. This was a following where they might be able to grow in relationship so as to trust him. This was a following that involved a love that is not unlike the type of love that you find in a good friend. And my friends, this is the nature of the Christian way of life. Friendship with Jesus. A friendship that really does change us. A friendship that gives new order in our life and a new direction. And while this seems to be immediate for these first disciples, they left all and followed him. Our readings tonight give us another example. This example of Jonah, who heard that call but didn't exactly follow right away. There was a lot of resistance. Remember the whale. But God tracked him down. And Nineveh, that enormously large city, repented. My friends, now's our time. And as St. Paul tells us, time is running out. And now's the time, whether sluggish or quick, whether familiar or new, to know that the call of God is upon each one of us. That the Christmas season has now left us with a person to know and to love. Not just to put away in the closet where the baby Jesus and the creche now is. For what good is that? But how good and how beautiful it is when a man or a woman can love Jesus Christ, can be with him, can allow him to give his or her life a new direction. These sheep are up here because 26 of our young children, second graders, received the sacrament of reconciliation today for the first time. Their parents also received the sacrament if they so wanted to. Today, as we see this image of the sheep, as we hear of Jonah and remember the whale, let us pray that we will allow God to have his way in us and that we will do what he tells us to do. Because the kingdom of God is at hand. Now is the time of fulfillment. Repent. Believe in the good news. Come and follow him.